Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait, see your local Honda dealer today.
You're listening to the Bow Hunter Planet Podcast, your gateway to the wonderful world of archery and bow hunting. The Bow Hunter Planet Podcast would like to thank our outdoor partners for their support. It's because of these companies we can keep this show educating, entertaining, and growing the archery heritage. Please check out these partners' links in the description of this podcast. Now, your hosts, Tim and Dave. Enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, welcome to the BHP podcast tonight. Myself, Tim Mazarana, and Dave Thomas, and I'm super excited actually. I love talking about food on this podcast, and tonight we have Dots Pretzels on the line with us. Dots, would you do me a favor real quick? Go around the horn, Dan and everybody, and just tell us who you are and what you do for Dots real quick, and then I want to get into some of your yummy goodness.
Yep, that sounds good, Tim. My name is Dan Schmitz. I'm the National Accounts Director. And I've been with Dots for about 11 months and just love the atmosphere of the company. And of course, selling this product is pretty doggone easy. It's fun.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Johnny Schmitz here. And yep, Dan's younger nephew. Been with the company for almost 2 years now. And I take care of all the convenience and gas stations you see out there.
Awesome. So I have to say, first thing off the bat, you guys look pretty fit, and I'm surprised running a product like this.
Well, if round is a fit, then yeah, we're in there.
The camera takes away 20 pounds, I guess.
I don't think they'd ever hire me, because I would be like always eating them in the background. They'd be like, get out of here, you're stealing the product.
No profit.
So yeah, so can you guys tell us? I was hoping you guys could just tell us the brief, you know, history of the brand and kind of how it started. I kind of know it a little bit, but I'd like the audience to kind of hear from you guys what your thoughts are. But just tell us a little bit about Dots, like where it's from and kind of how it got going.
Go ahead, Johnny. I'll give you the honor and I'll chime in with what you miss.
Sure. So, you know, you guys, you know, based on the story that, you know, we've all been told, is it was kind of a mistake, if you will. So Dot, Dorothy Henke herself, her and her family, retired farm group out of Velva, North Dakota, Minot, North Dakota, pretty much the middle of the northern part of North Dakota. Velva, if you blink when you go through it, you're going to miss it. It's just a small, very small community. You know, and Dot, that, you know, she really started her career after her career ended, if you will. You know, she is really notorious for baking. And she loves to do it if it's for small gatherings, or right now she's feeding the country. But it's one of those things where she just put together this concoction of what is now Dot's Original Seasoned Pretzels. And she brought it to a couple gatherings. One was like a Christmas gathering, I believe. They wintered down in Arizona. Another one was at a youth sporting event, and just kind of let people try and things like that. And then she had people come up to her and say, boy, this is kind of a big thing. Like, this is really good. Can you make some more? So they kind of got an idea that they would, you know, send a care package to all the Cenexes in North Dakota, which is the convenience chain out of North Dakota, if you will. And lo and behold, they all got back a hold of her and said, boy, we really like this. Can we buy it from you? And the next thing you know, here we are 9 to 10 years later and kind of taking over the pretzel category in itself.
Absolutely. That's amazing.
It is kind of interesting because for me, this is how I know dots are good. For me, when I get like a mix with like you know those mixes that they make with pretzels in it and those little squares and stuff like that, when I get those mixes, I pick the pretzels out because I don't eat them. Dots, I can open up a full bag and I can down the whole thing, no problem. So you guys got a good product going on there for sure. But we love dots, man. You know, we do a lot of hunting, obviously. That's what we do. And to have that kind of, it's been a staple and we just didn't really realize it. I think Dave was kind of telling before the podcast started here, you know, he's thinking about, you know, snacks to bring on the trips that we have coming up and dots is always on the top of the mind. So we wanted to have you guys kind of on here to talk about it. But what is your guys, so what are the different flavors that you guys have? Let's start off there. What are the different types of dots that you guys make with different types of pretzels?
I'll go ahead and take that one, being I put Johnny in the spot on the other one. Pardon the pun there, Johnny in the spot. So the original pretzel is the original one. It's the first one that Dot concocted in her kitchen and is today our best seller. And then about a year and a half ago, the Southwest came to fruition. It's kind of funny because when all this product comes into place, you know, we've got a sales team, we've got an R&D team, and like every good sized company, we've got production teams and everyone's got their own opinions. But at the end of the day, this is stamped by Dot. She literally is still concocting these formulas in her kitchen. And before anything takes place, she's got to have her stamp on it. So the Southwest came out, I guess it was a year in March. And just recently we introduced the honey mustard, which is a very, very popular flavor in pretzels. And to Johnny's point earlier, it's a lot of people's favorites and it has taken Dot's pretzels by storm. And we are having a lot of fun with that product. So in the pretzels, there's the original, the Southwest, and the honey mustard. And I believe, Dave, you said that you demolished a bag of cheese curls. That's great to hear.
So good. So dangerous.
Today we just have one flavor in the cheese curls, and it has the same seasoning as the original pretzels. So, and one thing we haven't talked about is a chicharrón or a pork rind. We've got one skew there as well, and I don't know if you guys are pork rind guys. It's not necessarily a big category, but we had a major retailer came and said, hey, we want this. And we came out with it. You know, the demographic for a pork rind is a Bubba, a guy that doesn't give the two cents about his diet, what he eats and drinks a lot of beer and has a lot of fun. But it's kind of come more than that. It's now become a very keto friendly thing. So the girls are liking it too. So it's kind of a neat thing there. And we've just got one skew there in our original flavor.
You know what? That's a great point you make, though. I actually, the whole keto thing for the pork rinds, I never actually thought about that. Not that I do keto myself, obviously, but I never really thought about that. That's a great point if you're looking for a snack food that is not carb-based, right? So that's a really great point.
It is. I mean, and there's people putting them on, you know, using it as like a crouton on salad or in soups and stuff like that. So it's not a huge category, but we're having a little bit of fun with it and fully anticipate both that cheese curl and that pork rind coming up with new formulas here as we keep trudging along here.
Oh, good deal. I did want to mention one more. I'm on a diet while I'm eating those pork rinds for sure.
There you go. I did want to mention one more thing. We've also got a chocolate bar. We've got three different flavors. We've got a dark chocolate, a milk chocolate, and a white chocolate. And those are kind of not a huge thing for us, but Dot's husband, Randy Hankey, has the distinct honor of having those called a Mr. Dot bar. So basically what they are is, you know, if you take the crumbled out of the pretzels and they're incorporated into these chocolates, and you want to talk about something that if you're chocolate lovers, These are just absolutely unbelievable. They have that little hint of the original pretzel in with either a milk chocolate, a white chocolate, or a dark chocolate. So,
like a chocolate covered pretzel, basically.
Yeah, but there's more chocolate, if you will.
Okay.
It's just kind of the crumbles in there. I don't want to give any credit to anyone else, but if you take like a Nestle's Crunch Bar, how they got a little of that crunch in there.
Yep.
That's similar to this, except we've got the fortunate flavor of our pretzel in there.
That sounds awesome.
Been over that one. So yeah. Amazing. So we've got a, you know, it wasn't that long ago. We had one SKU, 16 ounce original, and in the Sanic stores, to Johnny's point, out in North Dakota. And we've kind of come a long ways now. So it's been a fun ride.
So my, I just realized you guys has got this pretzel crumble.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about this when you're talking, because my in-laws, my mother-in-law makes this. It's, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's like a strawberry topping with like marshmallow and pretzel crumbles inside of it. She takes like pretzels and crushes them. But I'm like, wow, you guys have this. I'm totally getting this put on for Thanksgiving's. Now I'm like, I'm going to get it. I'm going to eat it. And I'm going to film it for you guys and send it to you, because it's going to be amazing. You're going to be like, how do I get my hands on this thing? Because it's so good. And I can't even imagine now having dots in it. Wow.
That, you know, the thing with that crumble is, you know, you can use it as a crust for baking or whatever, you know, for a pie or whatever. We put it on fish and it's, you know, fantastic. That's a great idea. We put it on pork chops, chicken breast. I mean, anything you can, yeah, your bacon or bread in. It's very good.
All right, Dave. So we have to get with Jamie before we go on our hunting trip next week, and we have to send him out to the store to find like 10 bags of these. So we're going to be out at
Ace Hardware. Ace Hardware's got tons of dot stuff. Every time I go there, I'm like, whoa, it's out of control.
Yeah, we're going to be out at hunt camp for a week, and you know, we bring our camp chef equipment with us, and we do a lot of good cooking, and I can see this in our future for sure.
Yeah, this is, I'm gonna tell you guys my dot story. So the first time I ever had dots, this is actually pretty funny. So I was out in South Dakota, and we were at Custer State Park, and we stayed, this must have been 2017, and we were out there with a family trip in my father-in-law's RV, and we stayed out in Custer. It was awesome, great experience. And then at some point we were so hungry, we stopped at this gas station, and I found a bag of these pretzels, and they said seasoned, and I thought, well, that sounds good, I'm gonna try it. So I grabbed it, and I'm not exaggerating, we all started eating, you know, having a couple of them, and I'm like, wow, this is, first bite I'm like, oh, you know, it's pretty good. Second bite I'm like, wow, this is, you know, really good. And all of a sudden I start getting addicting really fast. So I'm like eating them, and then my follow-up takes a couple, then he's doing it, and all of a sudden this bag is gone. Everybody's grabbing from the back. So that was my first experience, and I remember thinking like, I need to get another bag before I leave, because I didn't know if we'd have them in Michigan. So I did get another bag before I left. Now, I think even from that station later, we drove back by and I said, let's grab another one to go. And because we had drove that RV from Michigan to South Dakota. And then when I got back to Michigan, I never saw them right away. And I remember thinking like, man, I think that was just a Dakota thing. Like you probably can't get it here. It's probably a local thing or whatever. And then I remember going into an Ace Hardware and I saw it. And I was like, no way. And then I ended up getting it there. Then now I see it pretty much everywhere. It's pretty funny. But that was my dots experience. It was a very good one.
That's a funny story, because I've been on the other side of that. In fact, it was about 2 weeks ago. I was at a pheasant hunting trip down in South Dakota, actually. And, of course, we brought all kinds of pretzels down. And we're hunting with our buddy down there. And his son had just come back from college and wanted to just kind of hang out with the dudes and have a few beers and talk about it. We had these pretzels out there, and he's a big burly football player. And he opened up a bag and he kind of started eating them, and we were just kind of watching, and no one's really saying anything. We're talking hunting and, you know, what dudes do. And this kid kept eating it. And it was probably a half hour later. And I had a few in me, and I'm like, Matthew, he just ate that whole bag. He said, I can't put these damn things down. He says, I've never had these most amazing pretzels I've ever had in my life. Of course, yeah. We had more inventory. We just kept feeding the dude.
I can get you guys our hunt camp. Yeah. Pull up with the Dots truck, like, hey, let's go. Yeah. So tell us what you guys do, what kind of hunting you guys do.
I'll give you the four first, Johnny.
Sure. You know, it's outdoorsman kind of runs in the blood. Dan's dad, my grandfather, he just turned 88. He had a pretty severe bout with COVID last year, and he's hell-bent determined to get back in that deer stand this year. So we modified a couple stands for him, and everything goes well. He'll be up there again this year, as he missed all of last year. So it all started with him. But, I mean, if you could hunt it or fish it or whatever it is, that's kind of how our families all followed suit. You know, I've really got into pheasant hunting in the last, I would say, 10 years. That's kind of been my thing, going out to Western North Dakota and get into the pheasant hunting. But as far as the rest of it, you know, deer hunting, it's thick in our blood. A lot of our family does archery from the start of it through up till the end of December. Myself and Dan included here, we're really big into muzzle loading. You know, we like the rifle season's always fun, but that muzzle loading season, it's always a little bit special to me. A lot more snow on the ground, a little colder. That's kind of where it's at. I mean, we take multiple fishing trips every year. So again, if we can catch it or shoot it, we're pretty interested in it.
Do you guys, is it North Dakota where you usually hunt, or do you go out of state?
We got land in west central Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's the weather there for that time of year? Like for us, like this time of year, we're sitting at like around mid 40s, right? Not really snow. If we get snow, it's not until later season. Sometimes we'll get it for gun, but it doesn't always happen, you know. Sure. What's it like over there?
Well, I'll just give you this. So our forecast for this weekend is going to be in the mid to high 50s, which is unseasonably high. You know, usually yeah. We're in the high 30s to low to mid 40s. Now the forecast for next week is potentially a snowstorm. So, I mean, we're kind of right on that cusp of nicer, rainy and sleety or whatever it is. But, you know, I can't recall. I mean, maybe, you know, once in the last 5 or 6 years, Dan, we've had snow on the ground and we're hunting for rifle season. But for the most part, it's usually in that 40s degree temperature.
Around. Yeah, that sounds pretty similar to us.
I think it's real similar, Tim. Yeah. What part of Michigan?
Yeah. The far west. Oh, for us,
yeah.
we hunt on the west side of Michigan, the far west side of Michigan.
Lower,
we're from
lower.
The Detroit area, though.
Okay.
So sure. we like live Kalamazoo, in the suburbs of Detroit.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. I was just going to say Kalamazoo. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure they're real similar. I mean, to Johnny's point, we have not really had any snow recently in the last few years. I can't even tell you last time. I do remember going out the first weekend of November one time. In fact, it was my daughter's first year of hunting, and she's the same age as Johnny, and like 20 below Johnny.
Yeah, I think it was 22 below. It said in the truck. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That sucked. Here in Minnesota, it still sucked.
Yeah, that's cold no matter what you do.
It is. Yeah,
are you guys from North Dakota?
We're both from Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Okay, great.
Yep.
And do you guys live in Minnesota? Or do you guys work in? Do you guys work from Minnesota?
We do. We work from our homes. Yep.
Got it.
Yep. About 3 miles away.
Now it's making sense. Got it.
Yeah. And we've had a tendencies to get out of state a little bit too. Johnny has been on a few of our trips out to Montana. We can do a little mule deer hunting out there. That's a trip I religiously never miss, and it's difficult for a non-resident. We hunt mule deer, so it's difficult for a non-resident to get an antler tag. So we go out there, the bunch of us, and Johnny had mentioned my father, and I'm the youngest of five boys. My oldest brother is Johnny's dad, so you get us five together and a half a dozen nephews and a bottle of Crown, and it's a shit show, pardon the pun. I mean,
just one bottle.
Well, it's a great big one. Great big one, Tim.
Tim will have that one bottle by himself.
After the guns are put away, by the way.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Yeah.
That is without saying it, for sure.
Yeah.
So if you were to look back at all the time that you've been hunting, Dan, what's your most memorable?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I don't know, Johnny, how many of those of you nephews are there? I've got a son myself, and I think there's,
there's 17 of us.
Yeah. And really just spending the time with them. Yeah, I enjoy hunting with my brothers, but getting my nephews out there and the hunting's fun, but the stories and the time after it are probably the most fun. And John had mentioned that my father had kind of a rough bout with COVID last year, and it was October 18th. I'm a neighbor of my dad, so by luck of the draw, I was the guy that had to bring him into the hospital. And 3 days into the hospital, he was transferred out to a bigger facility about an hour and a half away. And a day later, he was put on a ventilator with, in a doctor's eyes, we're not giving up on him, but it doesn't look good. And the old devil made it 68 days on a ventilator and 105 days in the hospital, another 103 days in a rehab facility, and got him home. So honestly, this Saturday, when we take my dad back out and stand, will probably be my biggest day. Yeah, so it's yet to come.
I love that, though. That is awesome. It is. And I appreciate you saying that. You know, we do a lot. We have young families, right? Like my sons are 11 and 13. Dave's are right in line with mine. The other owners and our other buddies that we all hunt with, similar age group with the kids. But I can't tell you, my favorite hunt every year is the youth hunt that we do. Yeah. We try to get all of our kids together and do one big youth hunt, and to see the smiles on their faces, you know, and part of it, you know, at that age, they enjoy the hunting, but they love hanging out as well. And I don't think that ever leaves you, right? I mean, for me, we're going to be gone for a week coming up here next week. And I enjoy the hunting, but I love the hanging out part as well. Yeah. You know,
so Battery a lot is of it a is, huge
that,
part.
Is that hunt camp mentality. For
you guys should see Tim's cooking on this trip. It's amazing. he gets those flat grills out, and he goes to town. He eating a breakfast taco was unbelievable. Like unbelievable.
Some good food, so good. For sure. We're going to have to, that seafood night I was going to plan, we're going to have to do some Dots breading on that now.
That's a good idea. Yes. Yeah. We're going to have to find that. I'm going to ask you guys where to get it after we get off.
Or the crumbles. It's called crumbles, right?
Yeah.
The way the cook.
Where you guys are at, you should be able to do well. Ace or, there you go, Johnny.
Yep.
Ace or, I assume you got a Meyer or Kroger near you.
Yes.
Oh, I got an Ace about a half mile away from my house. So I'll be going there to take a look for sure.
And honestly, if you get in a pinch.
Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.
Just take the pretzels and run them through a grinder, because basically what that crumble is the product that falls off the line.
It's a good idea. That's a great idea.
That's good business right there. The Southwest one is really good too. I was thinking about that, because the first time I had it, I wasn't sure about it. I'm like, I don't know if I like this. And I'm like, oh, actually, then it started growing on me. And then I was again, I'm like, dang it. They got me again.
Got him again.
Dang you, Dot. Yeah. But so then that one, that one's got that little more of a spice to it. I like that one a lot. It's got
either they love it or they hate it. I don't know about hate, but it's a very polarizing flavor, and it's aggressive. And like I said, it's either loved or hated. Fortunately, more people love it. Than
Well, I can already tell you guys are going to cause at least one dispute out at Hunt Camp. The dispute, and I'll take bets on which one it's going to be. The dispute is either going to be about who's eating the dots and who wants them, or the dispute's going to be about somebody hunting in somebody else's ground blind and leaving a mess of dots all over the floor because they're a pig.
I got an idea, Tim. I was going to think we should outfit those blinds with a dots area. You know what I mean? Maybe this guy sends a sign or something. And then we could put like a dots, like put something there and like have a, like a little station. And then if you, at the end of the night, if you finish the bag, you have, you're responsible for bringing it in and swapping it. So each ground blind would be ready to go. This is
I love it.
I want to point out, because I don't know if Tim, if you, but I don't know if you've had the cheese curls, but like,
I have not.
I want to point out these are really good. And if you haven't had them, I highly recommend you try them. There's like a texture to them. I can't even explain it. Like, it's like, you might think of this and think of another brand that's a big brand, but this is nothing like that. And it's so much better. Like, I, my son's like, what are these? I'm like, oh man, it's going to be bad.
You know, it's funny because you make a good point there, Dave, because let's face it, that product is that, the cheese curls owned by Cheetos. I mean, a lot of people refer to our cheese curls as Cheetos, which is a Frito-Lay company. And I guess technically they are a competitor, but they're not because they own 99% of the market. But yeah, when people see our cheese curls, they expect when they bite into them that it's going to taste like a Cheeto. And to your point, the texture is a little bit different because ours is a baked cheese curl where Frito-Lay is fried in that terrible oil and whatnot.
Yeah.
So there's your different texture there, but it is a totally different flavor than a Cheeto. That is for sure. So it's, people that try it for the first time are very pleasantly surprised because they're expecting something different. And what they get, they, at least for the most part, love.
I might have to take your little tip of putting this through the grinder as well. These cheese curls that would make a nice little coating on some meat, I think.
There you go. Yep.
I like
it. Heard of people, you know, grinding them up like that, putting them on chicken wings.
That's a great idea.
There you go.
Great idea.
A little bit of a kick because, you know, that seasoning that's on that cheese curl is the Dots original pretzel seasoning. So it's a very distinct, unique flavor. That you know, it's an addictive flavor,
and
it's
now, I got these, some menus to plan. I think
are all these made in the same factory?
Go ahead, John.
The pretzels are all manufactured in the or seasoned in the same location. We have a third party supplier that produces our cheese curls, and a third party supplier that produces the chicharrones.
Nice. And this awesome. All made in the Dakotas, or?
So they got the pretzels. We've got four facilities, one in North Dakota, Velva, two of them in Kansas, and one in Arizona. So we kind of got it strategically placed where the Kansas plants take care of everything east of the Mississippi, pretty much. Arizona nice. Takes care of the Northwest and the South. And then Velva is a smaller plant, so it takes care of the Dakotas and Minnesota. And a little, I think that's about it.
That's awesome.
You guys are in locations nationwide pretty much, right?
Yeah. You know, I would say with every channel, we've got distribution in every state. Yeah.
Love it.
I was blown away. You guys did a great job with Ace Hardware because I was blown away by the selection they have. They have a very large, and not only do they have a very large selection, they have the different sizes. Like they have the big one, which is one I always buy because it's worth it. I mean, for me, I'd rather get the big one and we'll have it for a while than try to get the small ones. You know, I think it's cheaper just to buy the bigger one. You just get a big, huge lot of them. But they have multiple sizes there. Other stores I've been to, grocery stores, they might just have one size. They don't seem to have that sort of level like Ace does, but so every time I'm at Ace, which is genius really, because every time I go there for a tool or something, I walk out it's like Dots pretzels.
Well, it's funny that you say that because
like I'm getting
Ace is one of those weird stores that like I said, they're a half mile from my house and I always go there. Now, but not just for like home, like I'll go there for everything, for cleaning supplies and all that
grill stuff too.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'll go there for the pellets for the grill and all that as well. But it's one of those stores where you walk in there and they do such a good job, Ace does, of having that different kind of variety of products that you kind of walk around and want to see what they have. I remember they used to sell, back when Arizona iced tea was a thing, They used to have pallets of Arizona iced tea, so you could walk in there and buy a case of 24 of them for like $18, which was awesome.
Wow.
So that's what kind of got me into always looking at Ace and what they have. But yeah, their dot selection is pretty good. That's for sure.
Well, they figured it out. They, they're pretty smart when they went to the consumable part of it, because it brings people back. I mean, no, you buy a hammer or a ladder, it's going to last you for a long, long time, but that consumable keeps bringing people back in. And prior to getting into this crazy industry, I was in the pet food industry, and they're also big on pet food as well, because it was a consumable and it brought people back in the store, you know, every 30 to 45 days. So it's pretty clever by them. And we're fortunate enough to to get our product in there. And as you know, they're conveniently located at the register. So that's yep. kind of a big thing.
That's yeah. funny, because it's actually true. When you said that, it's actually, I didn't even think of that, but you're absolutely right. I actually went to Ace just for these at one time. So yep. yeah, absolutely. I was like, I get some more pretzels. I went straight yeah, to Ace.
Mission accomplished, so Ace. They got Dave like, back hey. In.
I was like, hey, they brought me back. I didn't buy anything else, but maybe I would have, right? If I was like, oh, maybe I need some spray paint or whatever.
Curious to ask is, when you guys are first introduced to them at an Ace or wherever, did they do any sampling? Did they have any samples out?
They did not where I was at.
No. Okay. I got a story to tell on this, and this is before I was working for Ace, working for Dots about 3 years ago. I was down in Florida. My wife and I spent a month down there in March, and I went into the local Ace to, I don't know what the hell I bought, doesn't matter. And we go up and I see him there. And of course, I'm familiar with Dots, and Johnny at the time was working for him, and a couple other people I know pretty well. And I, you know, oh, yeah, there they are, or whatever. And the gal is checking us out, and she's got a little bowl of Dots, and she says, you got to try these. These are the best damn pretzels. And she's just giving a sell job on them. And lo and behold, Johnny's uncle and my brother-in-law is the CEO of Dots, and we're neighbors. So I said, yeah, I said, I'm pretty tight with the CEO of Dots, so I'm pretty familiar with him. I said, in fact, he's going to be down here in a week, so I'll bring him in. She just couldn't get enough of it. She said, man, this is how we started selling. And it's a barrier island off the coast in Sarasota, or yeah, Sarasota, Florida. So it's a bunch of blue-haired retired people, and I got going there because of my parents. But here they're just pushing the hell out of our pretzels by sampling. So it's pretty unique. Again, an alternative channel.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I love it. Well, you guys got quite a following for sure.
I mean, the only thing I would ask, like, at some point, and I don't know if this is ever going to happen, and I'm just going to throw it out there because why not? Something to think about if it's ever a possibility. Sam's Club or Costco, giant bags, like 64 ounce bags. Something to think about in the future if it's ever possible or feasible. But man, that would be ideal to walk into a Sam's Club and walk out with a giant bag. I don't even care if it's double the price of this, because I go to those places a lot. And, you know, everything you get there. So any other pretzels I've seen they'll have them there in a giant bag, but then they have them at like anywhere else's tiny bag, you know, and it's right. literally close to the same price. But either way.
Yeah, the club channel is something that Dots has not got into yet, but it's inevitable. It is inevitable.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's more than I thought. There's a Sam's Club, a Costco. There's one called BJ's.
BJ's is big too. Yeah.
Never heard of it. Now there's one in Michigan. I never seen it. I just
noticed they just moved Cabela's. Into our area. Yeah.
Do you guys sell any Cabela's or Bass Pros yet?
You know, it's funny you say that. I literally 5 minutes before I got ready to get on this call. In fact, I was late because I was emailing I just got a new contact buyer, and they finally responded to me after about 10 emails. They said, you know, I've kind of heard about these things. They sound pretty good. So I've actually literally started the dialogue with them today.
That's excellent. That is really good. You guys can forward them this podcast.
There you go.
See, we're trying to help get in the market.
I appreciate that.
We're doing extra work.
We're working with as well.
We're kind of hunters. So, you know, we fit their demographic.
we've had JP on the show before. He was on a long time ago. And he called in with caller ID, so I couldn't get his number. He was super smart about it. He's like, I'll call on your show, but. So you guys got any big hunts planned this year? Like anything specific that you're pumped about?
Well, Johnny, you just got back from one, so I'll let you share that with you guys.
Yeah, you know, like I said earlier, you know, my immediate family is really big into pheasant hunting, and like Dan as well. So we just got back from Regent, North Dakota, which is in the southwest portion of the state. And you know, it's a lot of fun. To me, it's more fun to watch the dogs work. Big animal lover, my wife and I, and we went out there right over MEA around here, which is the middle of October. Yeah, so a couple weeks ago. And you know, just to get outside, do a little walking, you know, again, like you guys talked about too, you know, we've always got this same spot that we end up every night, you know, it looks over a coal mine and you got that the sunset in the west, and you got your birds and your dogs and everybody's having a victory cigar and a cold bottle of Bud Light or a whiskey, whatever it may be in your hand. And it's just one of those things that that's what you work 60 hours a week to do. Go out and enjoy,
yeah,
do
for things sure
like that.
Now, are you the guy that's tasked with bringing the snacks just because of your job? Is that how it works? You know, we got a guy, I won't say the company, works for a potato chip manufacturer up here in Michigan, know him well. And he's always the guy, everybody goes to him like for donations for their little league teams and all that kind of stuff, you know? So are you that guy?
Yeah. We get hit up quite often. You know, I don't know if we get invited to go on the trip because we're terrible hunters and good shot or bad shots, or if just because we got the snacks to go with it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, hopefully both. Right. So you run your own dogs.
Yeah. We don't do any guided hunts. Everybody runs their own dogs, and we've the years that our family's been going out there prior to me going out there, you build these relationships with these people. And you know, one thing about Minnesota that, you know, Montana and North Dakota don't have a lot of is lakes. And so, of course, when we go out to these ranches in Montana, like Dan will share with you here in a minute, you know, they really like when we bring fresh fish out. You know, I mean, where Nan and I live, there's 1,000 lakes within 20-mile radius of our houses. So it's one of those things where we can bring fresh walleyes and sunfish and whatever they may like out there. And It's kind of a cool little ordeal. They don't get to eat fresh fish very often, so we get a chance to bring a little bit of Minnesota over to them.
Good deal. What kind of breed of dog do you run?
Labs. My brother's got a little German short hair. Ralph's, yep. Majority of our family is all labs.
Good deal. Yeah, my German short hair myself. That was the big dream of having them be a amazing bird dog, and to be honest, he started off that way. Did a lot of training with him up front. Amazing dog. Shot over him a little bit, and you know, took him out with a buddy of mine who had a very seasoned dog, and he was just showing him up, which was great. Yep. And my fault, I didn't kind of like tell the guys that I was with the rules that I kind of wanted to follow. And what ended up happening is after the 11th bird, so we're on like the 12th group of birds right now, they got held up underneath the shrubs, and my dog's pointing, and he wasn't a flusher. They were trying to get him to flush, you know, out. They ended up coming out the backside, and we have four guys standing around this big pile of wood. They came out the backside. My dog didn't see it. Four guys are all shooting at the same time, and he just froze, and that was the last of it for him.
Yeah.
So, great dogs, love GSPs, but now he's a tracking dog. So I was actually able to, because they're versatile. I mean, even labs, GSPs. I mean, all those dogs are versatile in what they do. So I was actually able to take him and switch him over to kind of a blood trail type of dog. And we do deer. I do a little bit of deer tracking with them now. So
absolutely. Cool. Yeah, no, my brother's got the little GSP, and it was, I think she's just a little over a year. And geez, I mean, I bet you, I think we walk on average 10 to 12 miles a day when we're walking. And I bet you she puts on 50 miles a day. I mean, she's just bouncing, going back and forth. And
no doubt.
You know, then my dad's got a red and a golden lab. And Lucy, the red lab, she's got to be close to 8 or so. And she is just the wise vet that just kind of looks at that pup and just kind of like, you know, you're doing it all wrong. And she takes her time. Dan takes her with him when he goes south too. And it's kind of fun. Like I said, I really enjoy watching the dogs work, because I mean, at the end of the day, they're the ones doing all the work for you. You just got to make sure you can make the damn shot.
Yep, absolutely, man. Well, I love going out. Like you said, I mean, that's a big thing of mine, is like watching your animals work, watching them do what they love, kind of like taking kids out, right? When going out on kids' weekends and stuff like that, it's enjoying the others that are enjoying it at the same time. kind of seeing the fruits of your labor, if you will. So
are you using like a over under for that, or like a Benelli or something?
I do. I use a Weatherby over under. You know, I like it. You know, if I need three shots, I probably, that third shot's probably going to be, I don't know, a good 100 yards away. So I'm not going to hit it anyway. But yeah, I bought an over under here a couple years ago, and I really like it.
What about for deer? What do you use for deer?
I shoot a 270. That's kind of my thing. And then I've got a Traditions 50 cal muzzleloader is what I use for muzzle loading. So
nice.
Dan, what about you?
Well, you know what Johnny said, we're kind of creatures of habit. So I shoot a 270 A bolt for deer, and then I got the same muzzle loader Johnny does. So you know, I actually shoot it, it works. Yeah, exactly. And by shotgun, I got a over and under, a Browning over and under, and then I got a Benelli as well. So those third shots are just to make you feel good, I think.
Yeah, no doubt. I run an over under myself. Actually, I run a 20 gauge over under.
There you go.
Because we're not, you know, I'm not, it's not North Dakota where they're far away. I mean, we're kind of in smaller fields and stuff like that where we're flushing them out of. But it's, you know, it's just fun. So
We just had on CVA a couple 2 weeks ago, Tim, I think it was. We started the Gun Hunter Planet podcast as well. So we did a mix. So we have a different team doing it, but we had a mix. And so what we would do is, like, for certain ones like CVA and Sig Sauer was on, we aired it on both shows because it just made sense. But we did talk about the muzzle loaders and their change into is it the Paramount, Tim? I couldn't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a CVA Paramount you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah, it's a bolt action. Sorry, that was the word I was looking for. They have they're actually making real rifles now, not just muzzlers. That was an interesting conversation and to learn that. But it's funny because, so since we did this, having these two different kind of sister companies or whatever, we got a little bit more into the gun side that we don't usually do. So like, for instance, this hunt coming up, we're going on, we go for a week, we'll bow hunt Tuesday till Sunday. So it's our last hurrah, basically the rut. It's all, you know, a compound and crossbow. And then Monday's opener for guns. So Tim's using, it's like get the 450 Bushmaster?
I'm shooting the Savage 350 this year, but I do have the CVA 450 as well.
Yep. So 350 Legend. So in Michigan, we can use these 450 Bushmaster 350 Legend in the shotgun zone, which is half the state across. And so now everybody's using this gun. Well, the spot I am going, that gun's too much for that spot. Like, there's a road, there's no way I can shoot that far. It'll go too far for the road. It just wouldn't be safe. So I got a Ruger Super Red Hawk Ruger handgun. I'm so pumped.
There you go.
This thing is so sweet. It's a 10 millimeter. And we took it out. You weren't there, Tim. You weren't there. I forgot. We took it out sight. I'm not exaggerating. I put a Burr scope on it. They sent me the scope. They sponsored the show. I put a Burr scope on it. I first shot at 30 yards, dead center. I'm like, what? Nice. I mean, I didn't even do anything. I just put it on. Backed up to 80 yards. I wouldn't say dead center, but I'm hitting like within the small pie. I'm like, wow. So then this Isaac guy who came with us, he brought these steel targets, which were the big gongs. And I was hitting that thing from anywhere with that scope. I mean, 100 yards, ping, ping. I couldn't believe it.
Freehand, like, or were you using a rest?
No. I put it, you know, it's a big gun. It's like 7 inches, about 6.5. And I set the barrel on like a holder and I put my wrist under that. So it was, you know, and did it that way. I cocked it, so it's just a small trigger pull, but I was blown away by what that gun can do. I was like, this thing's gonna be, and I bought this holster, goes right here. So, you. hands free. I'll be like this, you know, oh, here we go. So we'll see. I'm excited.
Your confidence level is out of this world, Dave.
I'll be, no, now I'm hands free. I'll have a bag of pretzels. I'll be
there. You go. If I could hit anything with my handgun after 20 yards, I'd be jacked. Now you're talking 80 yard shot.
Well, I had originally bought a Glock 20 10 millimeter to do this, but then when I went out there and shoot with it, I'm like, nah, this ain't gonna work.
You I could barely hit it at 10 yards.
I was all over the place. I'm like, this ain't gonna work. I'll keep this for defense for bear or something, but that's not gonna work. But
something close.
Oh man. Well, hey, thanks for joining us, guys. Really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to hitting the field in a couple weeks, or next week, I should say, with my Dots pretzels and getting it done. So it's gonna be exciting and fun. So thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having us on, guys.
It's a good time.
We'll have to touch base here in the near future. See how your guys' seasons went. So, but thanks for joining, guys. Appreciate it.
We can have a break show. Sounds like a plan, guys.
This has been a presentation of BowhunterPlanet.com. Join the hunt.
Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the Adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.